This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا الله أكبر ولله الحمد
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الأكبر ولله الحمد.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
لا
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر
الله أكبر ولله الحمد
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
الله
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
ولله الحمد
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
لا
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
ولله الحمد
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم For those of you that are watching from online, we request if you're going to be following the khutbah that you start your salah the same time that we do. At the same time, of course, you are not connected with us in our actual salah. So you can see us, but you cannot make iqtida, you cannot follow behind us. Your salah will be separate from our salah. And inshallah, after the salah, there will be a short khutbah. So a reminder for the procedure for the Salatul Eid. Salatul Eid is a regular two raka'ah salah. And so you need to make sure that you have your wudu facing the qibla. All of the shurut and arkan of salah are the same. The only difference is that there are extra takbirat. These extra takbirat, there are a number of opinions, but the one that we're going to follow, it is the Hanbali and the Maliki school. And that is that there are seven takbirat that we say at the beginning of the first rak'ah. This is inclusive of takbiratul ihram. So we're going to be doing seven times Allahu Akbar and raising the hands and bringing them back down to our chest area. So that's going to be seven times. Then we'll recite Fatiha. And then if you're able to recite Surah Al-A'la, that is good. If not, then any surah that you know, that's fine. And then when you stand up in the second rak'ah, you will do five takbirat inclusive of the takbirah that you are standing up on. So we're going to be doing five takbirat after the takbirah that we stand up on. That's a total of six, excuse me. So the first is going to be seven inclusive, and the next is going to be six inclusive, i.e. if you don't include the first takbirah when you start, and you don't include the takbirah when you stand up, then it is going to be six and five, okay? So anyway, summarize, seven and six is the easy one to remember. Why? Because you will include the first and the last, the takbirah when you stand up. After that, inshallah ta'ala, there is a short khutbah, and it is my habit to give a very short khutbah for Eid, less than 10 minutes. The khutbatul Eid is one khutbah, not two khutbahs. So we'll be giving one khutbah straight, and then inshallah ta'ala, finishing off. So inshallah, those of you that are at home, you may start your prayer now. We're going to be praying over here.
استو اعتدلوا. الله أكبر. 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 الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى، سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى، سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا، والآخرة خير وأبقى، إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. ربنا ولك الحمد حمدا كثيرا طيبا. الله أكبر. 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 الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟ وجوه يومئذ خاشعة، عاملة ناصبة، تصلى نارا حامية، تسقى من عين آنية، ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع، لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع، وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مصفوفة فيها سرر مصفوفة مرفوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. ربنا ولك الحمد حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. 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 الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا لا إله إلا الله وحده صدق وعده ونصر عبده وأعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده لا إله إلا الله ولا نعبد إلا إياه مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد الحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا لا إله إلا الله وحده الله أكبر Allah is indeed the greatest Allah is indeed the most magnificent Allah is indeed the most majestic Dear Muslims, today is the day of Eid. Today is the day of celebration. Today is the day of rejoicing. Today is the day that the angels come and give us our rewards. The day of Jawa'iz, that is called the day of prizes. Today is the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions explicitly in the Quran when He mentions the fast of Ramadan. And He tells us that we are supposed to fast Ramadan for the sake of taqwa. Those very verses, they end up, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ bikum al-usr. Allah wants to make things easy and He does not want to make things difficult. وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ, and so that you may finish the 29 or 30 days, and then وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ, so that you may then praise Allah because He has guided you. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, and so that you may give thanks. This day of Eid and the takbirat of Eid are explicitly referenced in the Quran. At the end of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us we are supposed to give the takbirat so that we may glorify Allah because He has guided us, and so that we may give thanks. Dear Muslims, today we are celebrating Eid like we have never celebrated before. Today we are doing something that we have never done before. It is a unique celebration. It is an atypical celebration, but it is a celebration nonetheless. Despite all that is going on, we thank Allah Azza wa Jal for all that He has blessed upon us and for all that He has bestowed upon us. And if we look back at the last few weeks and the last two or three months, and now we have finished this month of Ramadan, we can derive many lessons and many wisdoms. Today, I want to re-emphasize three lessons that we've all learnt in these last few weeks. First and foremost, of the most important lessons, dear Muslims, how many blessings we took for granted and we didn't even appreciate them to be blessings before this crisis came upon us. How many things we took for granted, our socialization, our coming to the masjid, our walking around freely in society, our visitation, the blessings of community, the blessings of society, all of this we took it for granted without even a second's notice, and within a day it was all stripped away from us. And perhaps we will take a lesson from this. Perhaps we will learn to appreciate when it is returned to us the blessings that we took for granted. Remember, dear Muslims, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if we thank Allah, He will give us لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If we are thankful, then He will give us even more. And if we are ungrateful, then indeed the punishment is severe. So inshallah, when things get back to normal, let us appreciate each and every blessing that we took for granted. Let us not trivialize any blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us. As Allah says, if you were to count the blessings of Allah, you would not be able to enumerate them. And the greatest blessing, without a doubt, the biggest blessing that Allah has bestowed upon us is the blessing of iman and faith, the blessing of the Quran and the Sunnah, the blessing of guidance in a time of unguidance, of certainty in a time of uncertainty, of faith in a time when we most need that faith. So let us appreciate that from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second wisdom that we learn from all that we see around us and from the last few weeks and months is that subhanallah, we were so worried, we were so concerned, how will we do Ramadan under this lockdown? And we were worried, how are we going to live with the circumstances changed? But we saw another reality of the Quran. فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Never does Allah send down a calamity. Never does Allah send down a difficulty, except that with it, Allah will give multiple ease. We were wondering how we would do it. We were wondering how we would enjoy Ramadan. And subhanallah, for many of us, for all of us, this was a very unique Ramadan. Perhaps we appreciated blessings we never appreciated before. Perhaps we had time to bond with our families that we never did before in Ramadan. Perhaps we had time to do spiritual worship in our privacy that we were not accustomed to. Perhaps we had a new relationship with the Quran, with tahajjud, with salah, and we discovered that spirituality is not linked to the masjid. It is found from within us by the blessings of Allah. Look at how Allah turned a negative into a positive. Look at how we were wondering how we would live through all of this, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a way out for us. As Allah says, whoever puts his trust in Allah, Allah will provide for him from sources he never expected. Whoever has tawakkul in Allah, Allah will make his affairs easy for the one who does that. So therefore, dear Muslims, anytime you are put in a difficult situation, realize the one who put you in that difficult situation will also make the way out easy for you. The one who put you in that calamity has also given you the patience and the wherewithal and the courage and the faith to overcome that calamity if you turn to Him. Never ever lose hope from the mercy and blessings of Allah. Never despair from any problem that you might be in. The one who placed you in that problem knows that you have enough faith and enough courage and enough iman. You have enough potential to get out of that problem as a better person, but only if you turn to Him and realize that every single problem that brings us closer to Allah, it is not a problem, but a blessing in disguise. And the third benefit that we want to remind ourselves of, the third benefit that especially Ramadan has bestowed upon us, is the appreciation of the importance of our faith in our religion, of our faith in our Lord, of our faith in our iman. Subhanallah, can you imagine what life would be like if we didn't have faith in Allah? We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this Ramadan has taught every one of us a reality that we know without the need for it to be taught, and yet teaching it always brings up betterness. And that is the sweetness of religion, the sweetness of worship, the sweetness of having faith in Allah. Nothing is sweeter than the sweetness of worshiping our Lord. Nothing is sweeter than the sweetness of long prostrations in the middle of the night. Nothing gives us more courage, more hope than reciting the speech of our Lord. We need that courage. We need that hope. We need that inner peace. Peace will not be found from without. It is found when Allah blesses us from within. And that peace and that comfort, that serenity and that contentment, it does not come from anything of this world. It comes when Allah blesses us from within. And religion is the number one mechanism to discover that inner peace. We all knew this deep down inside, but during these crises and during especially Ramadan, we were reintroduced to the importance of religiosity, to the importance of having a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear Muslims, every single day we need Allah. Every single month we need Allah, not just Ramadan. Every single time we need Allah, not just during the COVID crisis, but especially during this time, especially when the world has so much negative news and there are so many issues going on, we need to understand that nothing will save us except our turning to Allah. Nothing will give us the comfort. Nothing will give us the peace except our return to our religion. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inflicts upon us a pain or a calamity, no one will lift it other than Him. وَإِنْ يُرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ. And if Allah desires good for you, فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِهِ. No one can repel that good. So let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a renewed sense of purpose. Let us take the lessons of Ramadan and the lessons of this COVID crisis. Let us understand that the joy of worshipping Allah is not restricted only to Ramadan. The joy that comes with tahajjud is not only for Taraweeh. The joy that comes in reciting the Quran is not only during this month. No, the Lord of this month is the Lord of all of the other months. And the one who deserves to be worshipped in Ramadan also deserves worship in every single month. So let us make a renewed commitment as this month comes to a close, that insha'Allah ta'ala, henceforth, from now on, every single one of us, without exception, we will raise the bar of our commitment, of our faith, of our courage. We'll raise the bar of our spirituality. Every single one of us, let us look at what is weak in our own faith and improve it. Let us look at what are sins that are holding us back and eliminate them. We all have to raise the bar every single month of Ramadan, so that insha'Allah ta'ala, Ramadan acts as a genuine spiritual training camp. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me and you with and through the Quran, and may He make us of those who its verses they understand. And may He make us of those who applies halal and haram throughout our lifespan. I am making dua, so say ameen as we pray to the Rahim and the Rahman. O Allah, we ask that this day of celebration be a true day of celebration, with our sins and mistakes having been forgiven. O Allah, make this day a day of prizes for us, O Allah. O Allah, make this day a day that the angels gift us with prizes from You, O Allah. O Allah, accept from us our fasting. O Allah, accept from us our standing. O Allah, accept from us our were reciting, Ya Rabb, we have no Rabb to turn to other than you. Ya Mawla, there is no Mawla other than you. We lift our hands to you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we ask you on this blessed day that you leave no sin of ours except that you have erased them, and no one who is sick except that you have cured them, and no one who has passed away except that you have forgiven them, and no one in debt except that you have enriched them, and no unjust prisoner except that you have freed them, and no one in any suffering except that you have placed ease on them, and no one hungry except that you have provided food for them, and no one in any pain or suffering except that you have lifted it from them, and no refugee, Ya Rabb, except that you have given security to them. Ya Rahman, bless Islam and its people. And the Ummah, make it safe and peaceful and protected from those who desire for it evil. You are the most majestic and the most powerful. Ya Rahim, Ya Rahim, bless us, Ya Rahim. Bless us to lift from us this plague and this disease. And bless us instead with comfort and ease and acceptance of our good deeds. And acceptance of our good deeds, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Qawiyu, Ya Azizu, Ya Majid. O Allah, we ask you for the good of this world and the good of the next world. O Allah, we ask that you accept our good deeds and forgive our mistakes and make us from those of the righteous. O Allah, bless us and our families to be of those who are righteous. O Allah, make us worshippers of yours, O Allah. O Allah, allow the kalima to live amongst our generation and our progeny. O Allah, protect our children and grandchildren after them, O Allah. O Allah, protect all of us with Islam as we rise and sit, as we sleep and wake up. O Allah, envelope us with Islam. O Allah, allow Islam to be descended down to our descendants after us, O Allah. Servants of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you with a command that he began with himself, and then he followed it with the angels themselves, and then he commanded all of us ourselves, for he said, Inna Allah wa malaikata yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik wa an'im ala abdika wa rasulika Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum salih al-a'mal. May Allah azza wa accept from all of us all of our good deeds. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is an announcement for those that are watching online, that inshallah ta'ala we were going to be having the drive-through Eid, the drive-through presentation of our gifts for the children. So please, inshallah ta'ala, drive by at 10:30. After 10:30, inshallah, we will be here and distributing sweets. So make sure that you have some sense of Eid. We're making the best of the situation we have. This is an atypical Eid, dear brothers and sisters. It's going to be an Eid for the books. It's going to be an Eid to remember. It's going to be an Eid to talk to our grandchildren about some point in time. But today, we have to make the best of this Eid and make sure that we give the spirit of Eid to our children. So inshallah ta'ala, from 10:30 onwards, please line up in our cars. We're going to be handing out sweets and candies for the kids. Even if you don't have kids, just come and inshallah we'll enjoy in the spirit, and we'll wish you a virtual Eid Mubarak and taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum, and we'll just wait for you inshallah from the car. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum. Alhamdulillah. What a strange Eid. We're not going to be hugging. Subhanallah.
وبينات شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون.